mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, into this third and final hour of this worldwide edition, the 13th day of January, 05. We're talking to Colonel Craig Roberts. We've got Jack McClam, Police and Military Against the New World Order, coming on, and obviously loaded phone lines here. A whole host of other issues now I want to get into with our guest. But Alan in Kansas was bringing up a really important point. He was talking about how Oklahoma passed a law saying we're not going along with the New World Order and instructing Congress that in Washington that they better not go along with it. And shortly after, there was a huge movement against the UN, the New World Order. Everybody was waking up. There was a huge awakening happening, and boom, Oklahoma City, and then it gets blamed on the Patriots, and then clearly we had government operatives there at the scene, clearly involved. Anything else you wanted to add, Alan?
Well, you talk about now seeing people wake up, and what I'm trying to say by bringing this up again is during this time in 1994, we had people go to meetings of 1,000, 3,000. I was one of the 3,000 to 4,000 with people meeting there and discussing these matters about world governance, and there was quite a bit of resistance to world governance at the time, and it was building. On April 19th, 1995, that resistance was quieted.
Because day one, Bill Clinton came out and said it's the evil right-wingers, those who believe in a world government. Thanks for the call. I want to get a comment. Craig Roberts was just talking about this in the last hour, but Jack McClam, I think we're having an even bigger awakening right now, and I think the danger of the globalists carrying out more attacks is higher than ever. Jack, good to have you on with us.
Good to be back with you, Alex. And also, Colonel Roberts, good to be back on with you.
Hello, Brother Jack.
Doing okay on this end. We're sorting tigers up here. I know you guys are, too.
What do you think about the caller's point of there was a big movement against the New World Order? They passed a law in Oklahoma, and then a few months later, they get a building blown up.
Yes, that certainly did hurt the awakening across the nation, at least those who were willing to stand up. We had a lot of guys duck for cover over that, and it's too bad. But, you know, it's always been that way, as Colonel Roberts knows. When the bullets start flying and the blood starts running, you begin to see who's going to be with you and who's not going to be with you.
Well, you're right. There's so many of these alleged patriots that were all standing behind podiums and waving flags until then, and then all of a sudden they became scarce commodities.
That's right.
And we can name them. And what's interesting, Alex, let's go back in time a little bit, rewind the tape here. From 1992 or 93 up until 1995, there was another phenomenon that was occurring besides militias being formed and all kinds of self-defense forces being contemplated and organized and so on. Gun shows were growing, and people were buying ammunition because they were so afraid of what the liberals were doing in Washington, and so afraid of the Clintons and the globalists and so on. They weren't buying ammunition. They were buying pallet loads of ammunition. They were buying every price. Didn't matter. They were buying every gun they could get their hands on. I saw the Wanamaker show in Tulsa, the biggest gun show in the world, where people were coming in with hand carts buying stuff and field gear and rations. It looked like they were equipping for war right there. And the government got word of this. I testified before Congress on the 5th of April of 1995 against the Brady Bunch and against the Omnibus Crime Control Act that year and so on, in my police uniform, which I got in trouble for, but so be it. I've always been a loose cannon. And when I was in Washington, I was up there for 3 or 4 days, and I was escorted around to all kinds of different functions and cocktail parties and so on to talk to the bigwigs and the senators and the congressmen and all of that. And I found that when I mentioned, do you guys realize what's happening out in the real world? Do you understand that people out here, the average honest citizen, is getting together and having meetings and forming militia units and arming themselves to the teeth because they fear you, they fear the government? And they looked at me with this blind look and says, what are you talking about? They didn't even have a clue.
Well, I think to this day, though, they're in their ivory towers, and they don't know that what was going on then, it's 50 times that, just most of it's underground. Jack McClam, I want to get your take on this when we get back, then we'll start going to calls here. And I want to go over some news items with both of you gentlemen and get your analysis on those points as well. Stay with us. We'll be right back. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Are you a diabetic? Do you have Medicare or private insurance? If you do, here's some great news that could save you time and money. If you're required to test your blood sugar, iCare may be able to provide your supplies at no cost to you. Here's why. We work with Medicare and most private insurances to determine your maximum coverage benefits, so we can ship your supplies free right to your door. So I want you to call us right now. 800-419-2335. 800-419-2335. So if you have diabetes, we make it real easy for you here at iCare. We are an approved Medicare provider, and we do all the paperwork, so all you have to do is call. Toll free at 1-800-419-2335. 800-419-2335. That's 1-800-419-2335. Remember, at iCare, we care.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right. Again, your calls are coming up here in just a few minutes. Roger and Steve and Ron and others. We're talking to Colonel Craig Roberts and, of course, Jack McClam, Police and Military Against the New World Order. Jack, the points that the caller and Craig were just making, again, in the decade I've been fighting the globalists, I have never seen people waking up so fast. I've never seen the public listening and believing and checking out what I'm saying on other people's talk shows, on talk shows where the talk show host attacks me. I mean, we're really seeing an awakening here. Are you getting that as well?
We're getting it, yes. We deal with mostly military and law enforcement here, but that is very, very true. My email especially, even from out of the country, from soldiers, and of course police officers too, many serving in the Middle East right now and other places, are awakening. We have more and more soldiers taking a stand and saying they're not going to go back and fight this war for oil and war for Israel over there. And it's happening almost daily now. And so in the law enforcement military area, we have letters coming in from police officers. I have two right here in front of me saying no to tyranny and saying no to allowing the feds to come into the county and use them to take property without due process. I mean, there's an awakening in law enforcement, the military, and in the private sector like we've never seen either.
Well, what's going to happen, though, in the next year? What do you see happening, Craig?
Well, I think it's going to be more of the same as far as what you're talking about as far as people waking up. I'm running into people now when I do seminars and talk shows and so on that before, you know, 2 or 3 years ago, they had their head in the sand. They didn't want to hear it. You know, guys like me were nuts. We're crazy. This couldn't be happening. Not in this country. Maybe someplace else. And now they come back and say, gee, you were right. I had, you know, several years ago, back in, what was it, 96, 95, 94, right in there. Well, after 95, when I started really digging into Oklahoma City bombing and writing reports no one wanted to see, our own Special Investigation Division assigned an officer to watch me. And I was branded as a liability, a nutcase, a loose cannon, and so on and so forth. 2 years ago, one of those guys that was in Special Investigations at the time came to me and said, you know what, they had a meeting last week, and they pulled out your old files, and they said, you know, the only thing Roberts was ahead of his time. He told us about stuff, and we didn't believe it. Now it's all happening. So that was kind of I felt pretty good that some of those guys woke up because they were about the hardest cases to wake up you could run into. So if they're waking up, there's got to be, you know, patrol officers out here that are doing the same thing.
Well, I want to ask Jack McClam about this because his organization, probably no one out there, interfaces more with law enforcement, peace officers, and the military. You know, a lot of these guys and gals, they're not bad people. They're good people. So they've made psychological excuses for what they're doing, violating the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And because they're good, they can't imagine that they're compartmentalized in a structure that's doing bad, and they can't imagine that superiors would be bad. Have you found that's part of the psychological problem?
It certainly is. But I'll tell you what. More and more of these soldiers and police officers are seeing through it because they're actually getting involved in it in their own areas. We have, like I say, two letters here of police officers taking an active part of standing up and saying no to things they're being told to do, the orders and so forth. And we had Sergeant Kevin Benderman on twice yesterday on my two radio program. You know about him saying no, he's not going to go back to Iraq.
And he was talking about the rifles don't even work.
Yes, and of course he and his squad was told by their commander to shoot the children if they threw rocks at them, and they refused to do it. And
I heard him telling a story about there's a kid bringing them an RPG to show them where a cache is, and normally the child would be killed, but he was just showing them where the cache was, a 10-year-old.
Yes, and he was basically felt that he should shoot this kid. But he hesitated long enough for the kid to show him that he was just showing him the weapon and showed him where a cache of weapons were. So there's more of these soldiers we're hearing from all the time now, and law enforcement too, that are seeing through this. And I think it's because of all the information going out there, like on your show, Alex, and all the publications, and they're beginning to think twice now. Maybe some of this could be true that we're hearing about. And so we're finding that they're beginning to ask questions.
Well, this is what I wanted to bring it down to. Six months from now, a year and a half from now, we wake up, a major city's been hit by a suitcase nuke, smallpox has been released, they're declaring a lockdown for your safety, they're telling us our freedoms are out the window for now, but of course the border will stay wide open.
Yes.
Do you gentlemen, both of you, see this happening, A, and B, how do you see it playing out?
Well, I think, and I've been predicting this for a long time, I am totally surprised that they haven't launched a nuke someplace already, some suitcase nuke someplace. And, Alex, there's two things going on right now that you need to be made aware of. One is they've been briefing on what ifs on the suitcase nukes. What if they did one Monday, another one Tuesday, another one Wednesday, and on Thursday said, you surrender or else we keep doing this. Well, number one, all the cities are going to panic. People are going to flood to the countryside. No one's going to want to stay inside of the city. The whole country's going to collapse. It's going to bring everything to a standstill. If you throw some anthrax or plague or something virus on top of that or smallpox, then what you've got is a giant population reduction program underway.
Total bedlam.
But there's another thing that's been going on. We've been getting reports through my federal contacts. They've called me all the time and asked me, you know, what I think about something. And the first one came out of Honolulu, and a friend of mine with the government, he said, hey, he said, we had an airplane takeoff here yesterday, And it was at nighttime, and he got lased with a pulsating green laser. What could that mean? And I said, that's range finding. Somebody's establishing a firing position for a shoulder-launched missile. They want to know if the airplane's in the firing envelope.
Instead, they're out grabbing, little grocery store clerks are playing with toy lasers.
Well, the pulsating green laser that goes to 8,000 feet isn't a toy.
No, I understand. I'm saying instead they're out grabbing people with toys.
Right, right. You're making my point. Last night they did a show on wasn't a show, it was on our local news right here about there's been like 15 of these incidences have been reported in the last 90 days. Well, they never were reported before, and these people don't all know each other, so who are they? Well, they came on, they said there's nothing to it, we've investigated, we've checked out.
So you think they're busting innocent people to cover up the real threat?
They haven't investigated anything. They know that something's going to happen. And I'm telling you right now, the first time that we lose a civilian airliner coming out of some inland state to a shoulder launch SAM, and then another one in another city, the air industry is dead in this country for all intents and purposes. And once that's dead, also the air cargo industry. And once the air cargo industry is dead, and FedEx and UPS and all this stuff doesn't fly anymore, and the post office doesn't fly anymore, and all these, you're shutting down the entire country just with one business, and that's aviation.
Jacques McClam, comments?
Yes, it's got to come, Alex. It's got to come because, you see, everything that the Bush crime family and these internationalists have to get done has to get done through sheer terror. And we know that we keep getting military people talking to us about their hearing from their sources that the draft is coming maybe June, maybe even before that. And to sell the American people on these type of things, and also to stop Alex Jones and all these people broadcasting and sending out publications that are waking so many, it's a geometric progression today that they've got to stop. They've got to have more terrorism, and it's got to be bad. It's got to be so bad that when they suspend the Constitution and the First Amendment, surely to stop all of us and to sell the draft, that the American people will say, well, the government's here to help us, and we've got to go along with it. We also feel that there'll be a push if they can kill 100,000 to a half a million Americans or more in this next one. There will probably, we've had some very good sources say that they will try to say that, listen, all the terrorists out there have weapons, they have guns, so we're asking the good citizens to turn in their weapons so that we will know who the bad citizens are, who the bad guys are. So there's going to be a lot of push this year, we believe, to very serious terrorism attacks on America because they have to have it. They can't sell the American people on these type of things unless they have total fear and panic in the street.
Oh, boy. Let's take a call. Roger in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Roger.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. Kind of unrelated to the current topic, just the previous ones, unless you want to, say, put me in the back of the bus for later or take another call.
Just go ahead.
Another day. Yeah, I was just the notion that poverty breeds revolver violence is really a fallacy. Has been generated internally only in the most rare, exceptional circumstance. If only because the impoverished are always too weak to rebel without being squashed. So the real truth is that the so-called successful revolts are almost always engineered, as you pointed out, from the top down. You know, I was kind of having too much fun with John. The almost honest communist. When he kept choking, jumping past the installation of era of Fidel Castro, when I tried to pin him down on who installed Castro, he kept jumping to the ostensible remover.
Well, you know what? I want to talk about that. This whole fake left-right paradigm, Roberts, McClam, for people that don't get this, can you, in a nutshell, and then after the break, explain the false dialectic and how the globalists control fascism and communism? Craig, why don't you take that right now quickly?
Well, yeah, you can, you've got the same ball players. It goes all the way back to the original Bauer plan, which was control both sides of a conflict, and it doesn't matter who wins or loses because they both end up in your debt and you end up in charge. It's the same deal. The only difference between fascism and communism is that there are only a few degrees of separation at the opposite end of the circle. When you get all the way around there, they're both basically doing the same thing for their own agenda.
It's all command and control or neo-feudalism, serfdom, slavery. tyranny, despotism, domination of the human spirit. All right, we'll come back and we'll take more calls from Steve and Ron and others with our two great guests.
Those dark, depressing days are here. Are you among the 15% of North Americans who suffer from the winter blues? This condition is simply caused by the lack of sunlight during the short winter days. Do you suffer from constant fatigue and lack of energy? Do you have a hard time pulling yourself out of bed in the morning? Do you put on weight in the winter? Is your life on hold till the spring? Check with your doctor. You may be suffering from the winter blues or from SAD, seasonal affective disorder. In all likelihood, your doctor will recommend bright light therapy with one of our special lights. Light up your life. Put some sunshine on your depressing days with a Northern Light. Call Northern Light Technologies at 800-263-0066 and speak to one of our trained representatives or visit us at northernlighttechnologies.com. That's northernlighttechnologies.com. Our phone number again is 800-263-0066.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning.
I just got an interesting call from Ellen Mariani, one of the widows at 9/11, about her lawsuit against the government for involvement. And she just called in during the break. We're going to have her on tomorrow. Wow. So much incredible stuff going on that you'll be hearing about tomorrow. I want to go back to your calls here, but Jack, before the break, we were talking about the false left-right paradigm and how this confuses people. Can you speak to that?
Oh, yes. Our law enforcement military association have been finding that. This has been 60 years of it that we've tracked here in the United States. Almost every institution is controlled by the Hegelian dialectic, and especially through this new consensus process. Well, it's not new, but that is a part of the Hegelian dialectic where they create problems and then they come up with solutions that people wouldn't have accepted had they not created the problem to begin with. So our whole nation is controlled by this process. The Republican Socialist Party and Democratic Socialist Party, there's no difference, but you're supposed to think there is. And so, yeah, it's completely throughout our whole system today.
Well, a lot of these so-called conservatives don't want to hear about Bush appointing all these pro-abortion people, anti-gun people, MeCHA members. And they'll call me a liberal for being against what Bush is doing. Bush is just a puppet, Craig Roberts.
Well, you know, he's part of the same group as the rest of them. He was a skull and bones guy, just like Kerry and a lot of the others, and Scroll and Key and all of that bunch. It all goes back to through the CFR to the Royal Society for International Affairs and the Globalist Roundtable Group in London, whose simple deal is very simple. It's a one world government. We're in charge. You're not. We take the third world countries. And by redistribution of the wealth from the first world countries, bring them up to second world status. And most people haven't even heard of second world status. We take the first world countries and we reduce them through treaties, through trade agreements, NAFTA, GATT. We reduce the borders. We allow free immigration across the borders. And we reduce these, and we redistribute their companies, corporations overseas, and we bring them down to second world status. Now, at that time, when all of those countries are on the same ball of wax, they're totally disarmed, they're all in line, the population's been reduced, we have the new world order. We're in charge. They're the workers. Bees. We're the elite. We profit. That's the whole thing in a nutshell. Problem is, this bunch works for Satan. It's as simple as that.
Let's take a call.
Yes.
Up next here is Steve in Nevada, then Ron and others. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. My question was for Colonel Roberts. He was getting into something concerning who profits from these Humvees. He had mentioned the Colt manufacturer being McNamara, Bell Helicopter being Lady Bird Johnson. He was just getting into Humvees. Would you finish that thought, Colonel Roberts?
Where I was going with that is somebody needs to investigate to find out where the money's going on the manufacturing of Humvees and where the money's going on all the modifications, all the improvements, and all the armor. Because what we found out a lot of times when this happens, it doesn't have anything to do with product improvement. It doesn't have anything to do with troop safety or need. It has to do with who makes the money off the contracts. And I think that's where we need to look at. I haven't had time to do it myself yet. But it's something I've been too busy fighting to get the M113 pulled out of mothballs and sent over there. They're already bought. They're already paid for. We have the ability to move them, and they're 10 times better on protecting our troops than these wheeled vehicles that they're using. They're even better than the Stryker. We proved in Vietnam that they would withstand a whole lot, mines and bombs and all kinds of stuff to a certain extent. Nothing's going to be perfect, but, you know, 2 inches of aluminum armor is better than canvas, and it's better than a quarter inch of steel. So we've got the stuff. Why aren't we using it? We never could get an answer. Now I see last week that finally they've decided to start sending some of them over there, and I think it's because of all the pressure we've put on.
Okay, now my last comment is... whatever happened to and where is, and I'm sure you're aware of this, gentlemen, whatever happened to and where is Colonel Boatwright?
Well, you know, I think that Jack is the one to answer that the best, because I haven't kept up with Bo lately, and I think Jack probably has his finger on that. Jack?
Yeah, I talked to him about 3 days ago. He's doing fine. He is having some health problems, which he's going to the VA hospital, and he told me the other day they're doing a good job on him, trying to help him with some of his health problems. They're even fixing all of his bad teeth, he said. So anyway, he's doing fine. He's written a new book, has out his new book called My Brother's Keeper, and he's doing radio now once again. So he's getting back into it, and I'm happy to see that.
Well, perhaps you can answer just my last question. Why is I met Bo back when he was running for president back in Colorado at some obscure Holiday Inn somewhere. Now, my point is, I asked him, I said, you know, at the time, both he and Ross Perot were running simultaneously for the same election. And I said, I think it would be like just a godsend if you two great men could get together and run. And he shocked me when he said he did not like Ross Perot, and I didn't get into it because I...
All right, I get your point. We're going to come back, take a few more calls, get into some other news issues. Stay with us, PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
AHealthyLifeChoice.com now offers Dr. Sid Sanford's latest homeopathic complex formulations. Virility for men and Venus for women can increase stamina and sensitivity. Helps men with erectile dysfunction and lubrication for women. Enhances your immune system, helps gain muscle mass and much more. Reverses the effects of aging, improves your sex life, lose wrinkles naturally, no more cellulite, improves your vision and memory retention. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578. Our many formulations rejuvenate HGH and athletic factor. For men and women can increase energy and build muscle mass while losing fat. Stressed? Anxiety-ridden? Eliminate stress and anxiety naturally by day while promoting sleep at night. Help your body heal itself with our complex formulations. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578, 866-318-4578. The choice is yours.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
You've heard about POS from BioLox International and its Bubble Up technology, but have you heard about BioLox Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioLox Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWalk Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWalk.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWalk International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWalk Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWalk Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWalk.com. That's BioWalk.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWalk family of products.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, Jack's going to be leaving us here in about 15 minutes. He's got to get out his newsletter of this month's great issue, and we're going to have Craig with us for the rest of the hour. I'm going to take just three more calls from Ron and Ellen and who's that caller in Florida that was next? Jeremiah, and then I'm sorry to the others. That's all we have time for, because I got some other news items I want to raise and bring up here. But first off, Jack McClam, tell folks about your website and tell them about your Aid and Abet newsletter.
Okay, the easiest thing to do, I understand I haven't done it, but if you just put Officer Jack McClam in a search engine and push the button, you'll come up with our website, which is policeandmilitaryagainstthenewworldorder.com or .org. But you have to put a hyphen between each word. It's better just to put Jack McClam, Officer Jack McClam, push the search engine, and you'll get to our website. If people would like to get copies of our police and military publication, Alex, on constitutional issues, just write to us here at HC11, that's like Hotel Charlie 11, box 357, like the good old Magnum I carried on duty, Kamiah, K-A-M-I-A-H, Idaho, 83536, HC11, box 357, Kamiah, K-A-M-I-A-H, Idaho, 83536. If you don't mind, send us a $3 donation because, boy, that postage is expensive. We're an all-volunteer police and military association, but as Alex knows, we sure need the money to pay the bill.
Absolutely. Now, I want to just throw news articles out at both of you before we take a few final calls, and I want to get your quick response or take on it. We talked about this in the last hour. The American Free Press, OKC bombshell implicates feds in Murrah blast. We knew they were doing tests of blowing up trucks and cars. The very BATF officer that was over this for the National Security Council, for Bill Clinton personally, Harry Everhart, was there on the ground outside the building when the bomb went off, and he's the one that called it in saying it was an ANFO bomb. That's pretty obvious, is it not, Jack?
That sure is, brother. I'll tell you, that thing stinks all the way through, as Craig can tell you. I mean, there's nothing that works for that situation. Alex, back years ago, we were the ones, our police team, that went to Arkansas from nine different states to reinvestigate the execution of Sheriff Dean Matthews and Gordon Call. We were able to find out the truth of who killed who, how Gordon Call and the sheriff were executed, because they left the crime scene there. And so ever since then, they've always removed the crime scenes within days after they do one of their things, like Oklahoma City and the Waco Holocaust down there. They always go in, remove the crime scene.
Or 9/11.
Nobody, yeah, 9/11. And so nobody can go in and find out who the true bad guys are.
Let me get a comment from Craig on that.
Hello.
Yes, Craig, they like to get rid of the evidence, don't they?
Yeah, and we ran into that, of course, with the Murrah building. And TW 800. If you look at the TW 800 stuff, where they moved all the evidence into the Calverton hangar, you never saw the engines. The engines disappeared. They never even arrived in the hangar. When they were pulled out of the water, they were taken someplace else because one of them had taken a missile hit right in the side of it and was burned up. I had videotape of that at one time, which has since disappeared, amazingly. But the Oklahoma City bombing, you get rid of the evidence, but they didn't just tear the building down. They buried it. And then they put a fence around it, and then they put security guards on it, so you couldn't even go there to dig up pieces of it. And which leads me to believe there's some radiation involved in that thing, because you'd be able to detect that. But how are we ever going to know if we can't get there?
All right, here's a whole other area I want to shift gears into. All over the country, they're putting in camera systems that scan your license plates instantly. The police car just drives around, scanning all the plates automatically. They go, oh, it'll stop, you know, all these different criminals and car thieves. The problem is that in the future you haven't paid your taxes, whatever. It's all part of this database. Ergonomics Today, they want to make a law where all cars have an infrared camera videotaping you via a cell phone back to the police department. They're saying that they're going to have toll roads on all the major streets. All of this is happening. They passed the national ID card a month ago, going into the state driver's license. Comments from both of you.
Go ahead, Jack.
Well, it's martial law coming. That's it. They want us to beg, matter of fact, demand martial law, and the only way they can do that is to have more terrible terrorism across this nation, and the people will demand martial law, and they're getting all set up for it, obviously.
Well, this control grid makes 1984 look like child's play. Comments, Craig?
Well, yeah, and they've, when I saw a map that they had done, that broke the United States down into every single county on one map, and said we can go in to each of these little tiny squares, these little counties, and we can further break these down into 10-meter grid squares, not 100-meter, but 10-meter grid squares for searches or for identification or for locating anything, and then we can home in on that by satellite or other means. That was pretty frightening that they were even thinking about doing something like that, because who would care? Who would care about 10 feet in your backyard and have it on a map and have it programmed into computers so that they could go there within seconds was some type of imaging device or whatever. That's pretty frightening when they want that amount of control over every piece of real estate and every person.
And it just came out, what we knew years ago, they're going to have yearly census, and they're going to try to make you answer all these questions when you have a Fifth Amendment. And they're going to take all these integrated databases and put it into the Census Department.
Absolutely, it's control. You know, and you know what all this control is generated from? It's fear. It's the fear of the people in charge. They fear everybody. You fear the peasants when you're sitting in the castle. You think that the peasants are going to get their torches and their pitchforks and storm the castle. So what you have to do, you disarm.
And why do you have so much fear? Because you know you're doing things that are wrong, and you've got even worse things planned. You know, we've put up with all of this peacefully. What is it they have that is planned that's so horrible that they know they're going to get resistance?
Well, it's obvious. Their little New World Order isn't going to be swallowed like honey. And there's going to be resistance to it. They've already designated, they've already come up with a term called the resistors. You'll be one, I'll be one, Jack will be one, and which doesn't bother me a bit. I've always been a resistor, but they have plans for guys like us.
What about Mr. Chertoff to be our new Homeland Security leader and Mr. Gonzalez? Jack?
I think he fits in perfect. When you understand who the crime families are that control this nation, they're perfect for a totalitarian system. I just had an interview with the leader of the Patriot Freedom Movement in New Zealand just a few days ago, Leo Hellyer, and he's talking about something we need to talk more about in America here, Alex, and that is water control. Down there, they are GPSing their wells. They've now started locking down their wells.
Same thing's going on in England, Canada, and now here.
That's right, and they've just come up here trying to GPS our wells and our Christian constitutional communities. We ran them off, and the sheriff's backing us and saying you can't come on their properties unless you're invited. But he said that they're now metering the wells down there, and they've actually locked down some of the wells. And, of course, what happens in Australia and New Zealand, the same thing begins to happen here, and it's starting right now in America doing these same things.
Well, they're also metering wells all over Colorado.
Are they now?
I just got back from there, and there's people up in the mountains in Colorado that they're just saying if they come up here, we're going to shoot them.
Right.
You know, I mean, they're really pushing the edge of the envelope with some of these people out in this part of the country. It may go over well in some areas back east or out in California, but you get out in the Midwest and run into some of the backwoods areas like the one I live in, and there's going to be problems.
There's problems up here. I'll tell you what, the guys aren't coming on our property now, but one thing we have to remember, years and years ago, the Soviet Boer spy named Henry Kissinger, said to control nations, you control oil, to control people, you control food. Well, what better way to control the people than control the water that grows the food and keeps people alive?
Well, water is your first commodity.
That's
if
right.
You control the water, you control the country. Everything else is irrelevant.
Well, the UN put out a report 5 years ago saying they're going to create artificial scarcity in water.
They're doing it.
They're doing it. Let's take a few final calls here. Ron in Oklahoma, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, guys, I'd like to hit several points real quick and let you respond when I get off. First off, the Daily Oklahoman reported after the bombing that a ATF agent and a DEA agent claimed to be trapped in an elevator at the Murfreesboro bombing. Apparently, the government offered anyone there in the building at the time, any government employee, early retirement. The DEA guy asked for early retirement, yet fire rescue said when they got to that particular elevator, there was no one in it. Also, how much vested interest does the county sheriff and the OCPD have in keeping quiet on this, any foreknowledge? Also, the Russians used Muslim troops from the provinces for crowd control in Russia because the Russians wouldn't shoot on Russians. And finally, a female U.S. Army officer has recently been brought up on charges for letting the U.S. Army troops salvage Humvee parts from a salvage yard in Kuwait. Is that because of the DU or because of the money involved?
Me first?
Go ahead.
We could do a whole show here. In fact, three or four of them. There was nobody in that elevator, and those guys lied about it. The elevator company went and inspected, and that elevator did not free fall. They didn't get hurt in it, and they went up to Dr. Chumley afterwards and said, we want you to write a medical report and bandage me up and say that I was hurt in an elevator, when that didn't happen. And he refused to do it. He later got killed in a plane crash, a very mysterious one, by the way, that we
and
never had.
And top of the year, who wouldn't go along with all these stories? He was tortured to death.
Terrence Yakey, same type of deal. That's the Oklahoma City deal. Didn't happen.
Who was killed in the plane crash?
That was Dr. Chumley.
Ah, but not the DEA guy who later became, I mean, the DEA guy who did retire or the ATF guy who later became head of ATF here.
They're still out running around, and they backed down when they were faced by the elevator company in court. and said that, no, this didn't happen, and then all of a sudden that whole line just went away.
Okay.
Because they were getting problems because they were all out of the building and it told police we were told not to come in. Thank you for the call. I want to get some final comments here from Jack McClam, but bringing up another issue. There was a military officer down in Louisiana unloading coffins with flags on them, and the family wanted everybody to see the sacrifice. And the military officer, I've got the report here, just said, "Look, I don't care what the Pentagon tells me. We're going to show people these coffins." That really shows that there's some rebellion going on there, Jack McClam.
Yes, there sure is. In talking to Kevin Benderman, he says that there's almost whole squads that are going AWOL right now and not going back to Iraq after they've been there the first time. So there are some good things happening. We've got some great soldiers and police officers that love God and freedom who are standing up today, and private citizens by the millions, I think. So I'm hopeful. We here at our police and military association are hopeful. It's just that we've got to get as much done as we can and awaken as many as we can before they do the next terrorism attack.
Well, that's a question I got for Craig. I mean,
yeah. They
wanted to go into Syria, Iran, all these places. Are things not going well in Iraq? Is that going to keep the globalists from going in to these other countries? Or are we going to see another, as PNAC said, helpful terrorist event to get the people behind this expanded war?
Well, you know, there's two or three different scenarios that could play out, and there's always more than one plan on the table. One of them is to link all of the support for the terrorists that are in Iraq today to Iran, and in order to shut off their logistical supply base, we've got to go into Iran. That's one way to do it. Same thing with Syria. We can say, well, they came from Syria. We could go into Syria. Syria would be easier to take than Iran would be, except Iran has...
By the way, they've already announced, just like with Cambodia, our troops have already been in Syria for months, and now they're going to start more public attacks. So that's a way to widen it.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is, of course, get the rest of the world involved too. Bring in all the UN and go the Somalia route. There's just so many scenarios that could be played out, because you've got a monopoly set, and you've got all these players on the board. And which one are you going to move first? And there's a limited number of options, but there are more than one option out there. And I think that's what we're going to have to look at.
I think we're going to see the UN route. I think that they're going to play the part of the good cop.
I think that they're going to be called into this thing sooner or later, and we're going to have, you know, people like Germany and who all, Italy and who all playing greater parts in things. The problem is, what I don't want to see is those guys coming over here policing our streets.
Well, that's the plan, as you know, Greg.
Oh, I know.
And by the way, for people that just tuned in, that's not a joke, okay? I've seen brass on television say it, on Nightline. Craig's had family that's, you know, in these war college meetings where they're saying it. He's read it. I mean, how many reports of this have you gotten, Jack?
Well, a lot of these reports, because we're totally taking all the fighting men and women out of this nation, the National Guard, the Reserves, the Armies, of course, and during the VA, the Veterans Administration, or Veterans Holiday that just passed, there was no military equipment to use in the parades here. They're totally denuding this nation of any fighting machinery or people. So when the next terrorism goes on, folks, let me tell you, the American people will accept foreign troops supervising them for their own safety.
Hard to believe, but the Pentagon's been training for over a decade to do this and acclimating our troops to go along with it. It's got to be a huge attack, though, to get the people to accept it.
That's right.
Well, the last caller made a valid point, and I think we skipped over it too quickly, and he talked about the Muslims being used to police the certain streets in Russia because a Russian wouldn't shoot upon a Russian. Well, that's not exactly true. They do it all the time. But here, it's they did the poll. Remember, go back, and they did the poll in California at 29 Palms.
They've done a lot of those.
That said that American troops, 90-something percent of them, would not shoot Americans to disarm them. And so now you get the American troops out, and you bring somebody else in to disarm us.
Right.
And let them go door to door.
By the way, this has been done with the Hessians, with the Germans. You know, we've had German troops here as mercenaries twice, folks.
Well, they've got a base here, as a matter of fact, the Germans do.
Well,
they've turned a base over to them.
There's more foreign troops at a lot of our bases right now than people realize. And no, there's not a million Russian troops hiding in the northwest corner of the Rocky Mountains and all this stuff. That's all disinformation that's put out so that it could be discredited, so we don't listen to this stuff anymore. You don't have to do that. You can put them in barracks. We've got military bases all over the place that house people we're training. You go to Fort Polk, Louisiana, on Operation Project Cooperative Nugget, and we're teaching them how to go door-to-door and take away guns.
Air Force Base, too, just loaded with foreign troops over there.
Right. Well, that's in Arizona. And, yep. There's you got the School of the Americas. When I was at Fort Benning, we had all kinds of foreign officers going through our courses at Fort Benning.
Let me give you an example. I got the internal documents on the Texas Guard itself, and over it is a former SAS British officer, and he's over these domestic takeover units, and it is for domestic control. Jack McClam, I want to thank you so much for coming on with us.
Good to be back with you, Alex, and Craig, too. God bless you both for all you're doing. We cops and soldiers sure appreciate you. We all have kids and families, and everything you do is a blessing to us. So thank you both.
Jack, we'll see you downrange.
All right.
Yeah, thanks, Jack. The same to you, what you had to say. Thank you. All right, we're going to come back, take a final call. Was it Jeremiah from Florida? And cover a few other little tidbits of news here and wrap up this edition of, the Alex Jones Show, Real Talk Radio, real issues that actually affect you and your family. Not a bunch of mindless propaganda. We cut to the heart of the matter. PrisonPlanet.tv.
What really happened September 11th and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem, reaction, solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Whether you live in Germany or Venezuela or Austin, Texas, and you've got a computer, you can go sign up for 15 cents a day at PrisonPlanet.tv just to pay for the bandwidth. My weekly TV reports, all of my films, dozens of other films. And we just put Daniel Hopsicker's Muhammad Atta and the Venice Flying Circus up about 9/11. my Dean Haglund interview, star of the X-Files, talking about government inside knowledge of 9/11. Now he believed the government planted stories on them. That just went up this week. Later this week, 9/11, the emergency release film that I no longer even offer. It was a special report I did right after 9/11. We're putting that up on the web. There's just so much there. I had a great TV show last night where I played a five-year-old clip, well, about a 30-minute clip, where I was bullhorning the Million Mom Gun Grabbers. Just classic vintage stuff like that. We're going to start putting more of that on the site as well. So prisonplanet.tv, PayPal or credit card, 15 cents a day. You can sign up for a month or sign up for a year there. Give subscriptions to friends and family. Also, you can call toll-free to get any of my great films or books or materials. Toll-free number 1-888-253-3139. Call and ask about the different titles, different specials. No obligation to buy, but call them and ask about the films, ask about the different specials. 1-888-253-3139. And get the videos and make copies and get them out to people. It's so vitally important. We really are having an effect right now. And you can go to Craig Roberts' powerful website at riflewarrior.com. He's a best-selling author, and if you get some of his books, you'll find out why. Let's go ahead and take a final call. Jeremiah in Florida. Go ahead.
Alex, I can't tell you how I enjoy your show, and you people are the real heroes and patriots in this country. And, you know, there's just no end to the evil going on. And, you know, God bless you all. And I do have something I'd like to talk to you off the air about. It's about as unbelievable the stuff you're talking about, but in a different field. And is there any way I can call you back sometime? I drove to Atlanta when you were supposed to be at the Clay Douglas Expo, but for some reason you weren't able to make it. But
sir, I'm going to tell you something. People say I'm going to be at events that I never said I was going to.
Oh, I won't doubt that. But anyhow, I have something that I'd really I made billions in careers for many people in the music world. I never got a dime and probably don't deserve it, but I have a script for a movie and a TV show. And whether you're able to help me or not, if I get
well, all of us have our own talents, and yeah, you can leave your number, and I'll try to give you a call if I have time. But do you have any questions or comments?
Yeah, I don't know what show, but there was a band from Puerto Rico that was, I guess he was trying to bring charges against the president on the Rico law. Have you heard anything about that? I think Willie Gonzalez, and I think Burr was the name of the lawyer.
Well, there's been a lot of different lawsuits and a lot of different things happening. And a lot of people, I mean, most of the victims' families think the government was behind it, but you never see them on the news.
No.
Colonel Roberts, you got any comments?
No.
All right. Well, listen, I appreciate your call, Jeremiah. And you can leave your number there if you'd like. But then everybody starts doing it, and it's really, I'm working 18 hours a day on average. It's hard to do it all. Craig, you think we're going to make it through this? I know with God's help we will.
Oh, yeah, we win in the end, but we're going to go through a lot of trials and tribulations, and the whole war is going to be fought by a handful of people. I mean, that's just the way it's always been, and we have to know that. But the thing about it is, our job is to be messengers and to get the truth out there, and then what people do with it is up to them. But, you know, French author Emile Zola said this. He said, if you shut up the truth and bury it under the ground, it will but grow and gather to itself such explosive power that the day it bursts through, it will blow up everything in its way. And I think that's what's happening now. They try to bury the truth, and it's going to grow.
I love that quote. I love that quote. Well, always a great pleasure and honor to have you on the broadcast with us, Craig. And take care, my friend.
We'll see you later. God bless.
Take care. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, Central Standard Time, on your AM and FM dial and global shortwave as well, and the internet at InfoWars.com. And back tomorrow, 11 to 2, with a Friday edition. Be sure and join us. Now get out there and stand up against these evil creatures. Don't let them run your life. You're free.
Hello, folks.